It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for stopping by. As many of you know, my podcast partner is not just a broadcaster, he's a podcast aficionado. He has gifts not only in the curation of quality podcasts, but he's also a rock star in the creation of quality podcasts. He is literally my better half in this podcast. Today we knock around the possibility of creating a podcast for our favorite improv theater, Sack Comedy Lab. Listen in as we muse about potential formats and some other podcasts worth emulating. Check it out.
So I emailed Chris Dinger at SAC because I do want to do a SAC podcast.
And has he responded yet?
No, not yet. But
he's very busy, so don't.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't expecting anything. And I want to sit down. Look, I want to make sure this makes sense for everybody, right? Yeah. Because it's work on everybody's part.
Oh, yeah.
And does it do what SAC needs it to do? Does it do what I want it to do? You know, that sort of thing.
Well, I think they're not going to have any vision whatsoever of this thing to start.
What is it intended to do? Is it going to help sell tickets? Is that what they need? Is it going to bring up the stature and visibility of Sack Comedy Lab? Is it going to create more people in more popularity for the classes? Like that's what I want to start with.
Yes to all of that. I guarantee you.
Make sure that that's happening because I see so many people just start podcasts to start podcasts. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, oh, yep. I'm going to do it. And then where does it go? Why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the conversations that I want to have. And then, you know, I think there's a model out there and I don't necessarily want to just steal somebody else's model, but it's so good from an improv standpoint. And everybody usually who's involved in it has some sort of improv background. And it's, I think I told you, it's called Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it has a person come on at first who is a genuine guest. And there's a little bit with them. What are you promoting? What are you doing? And, you know, in Orlando, we have so many interesting people that could be on there. And then generally there's two other guests that come on, and those are both improvisation performers. Improvisers?
Is that what they're called? Improv characters.
Improv. Well, and they are doing characters.
Right. So we don't actually meet the improviser or talk to the improviser.
Correct.
About the... We're meeting a character they've
created.
We're
meeting a character. So here's an author. Here's a pilot. Here's a person who does this, that,
such
or the
fun,
other thing.
Such a fun... That's a great
And then the idea. Original guest gets to interact with that person too. And most of the time, they are yes-anding just about every part.
Yeah.
What's interesting about Comedy Bang Bang, it started out with a lot of the improvisers doing real people,
impressions.
Yeah, right, yeah. So one of the more popular characters, Paul F. Tompkins, was on there quite a bit and he's amazing. And he was doing like Cake Boss, the guy from Food Network or wherever he is. And that was hilarious. But then he started, you know, dedicating himself to only doing original characters.
Mm.
And a lot of the people do that. They don't necessarily are doing, what do you call it?
Impersonations?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you know something? If you can and you're good at doing impersonations, include it, have it. That's fun. If you can see through their eyes and make us laugh at that person. I'll tell you the truth. Like Mark Bartelli at SAC does an amazing Judy Garland, drunk Judy Garland impression, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's so good at it, and he takes it in the direction that Judy Garland never took it. He's not just mimicking her. He is caricaturing her in a way that is really fascinating and fun. So I can see both working, but I like the concept of original characters coming in. I wonder how long of a listenership they have, though. And when I say though, I should say though, but I wonder
what
how
do you mean?
Like does it get old after a while? Does it, I mean, or is it constantly, is it, I mean, you've been listening to it, right?
Oh, this is one of the oldest podcasts around. He's been doing it for like 13 years.
Well, then that would be a yes.
Yeah. He's on episode 800 something.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right. And he fully monetized, I'm sure. And he's doing has incredible stuff.
Yeah.
So, and who is it? Who's the person?
So his name is Scott Aukerman. He was actually a little bit of an actor, but he started out writing on Mr. Show. So
with
David Cross and
Bob Odenkirk,
that other guy who's more famous than David Cross, whose name
now,
I couldn't remember. But yeah, so he started out there. And then this started out as, what was it called? Radio Death Ray? Comedy Death Ray. And it was on the radio. So this was a show where he would bring in stand-ups and improvisers, and they would do this
How fun.
On the radio. Yeah.
How cool. Interesting. Yeah. So now are you considering something like that? Or
something like that, potentially. You know, I'd like to bring in elements of my old show if it fits. And again, trying to figure out and making sure that the performers know that this is still a sack piece, right? Like, so it's not going to be blue. It's not going to be, there's no swearing. Yeah. And there's no that sort of thing. So it's, you know, how do we do this?
And
how do you pick, if you have guests, how do you pick guests that can play? Mm-hmm. Versus the guest that is going to be super dry, which I have had and do not want to play. So like on Eskimani would do great.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone like someone else in government. Like,
Buddy Dyer. Great guy, but yeah.
I don't know that he would have fun with that. Right. You know, because he is, you know, he's a politician on many levels and he wants to make sure that he's not saying something inappropriate or something.
He can be
like
a fun guy, but I don't, I get that.
For sure.
Interesting. Cool. Let's see where that goes. And I'm sure he'll get back and let you know what he thinks. And then let's just make him do it. I feel like it's got potential to be really great for everybody.
You know, strong arm him.
I'll do it if I have to.
Okay.
Yeah, I know some jiu-jitsu moves. Oh, that's knuckles. Oh, no, neck. Oh, no.
Cracking everything.
I don't crack anything.
I can't use my left hand. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I'll be completely honest with you. 90% of the reason I would like to do a SAC Comedy Lab podcast is so I can get to hang out with the amazing improvisers. Is that what you call them? Who perform there. I've been in awe of them since the first show that I saw 30 years ago at SAC. I don't even need to host. I'll just hang out. I'll just listen. I'll be the live studio audience. We should probably get more than one person if there is one. You could be there. You could be part of the live studio audience. Let me know if you want to be. Have a great day.